Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
It is Saturday. It is just a little bit after 11 o'clock. I'm your host, Seth, and you are indeed tuned in to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday. It looks like it's going to be a little steamy out there later, everyone. So make sure you bring your sunscreen out there if you're going to be hanging out outside. And why not? It's a lovely day for it. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors here in central Wisconsin. If you want to talk about events that are coming up, we'll be doing that in just a little bit when we get to our news and notes and our calendar of events. Lots of fun stuff coming up this weekend right here, and some stuff for next weekend as well. We'll go through the entire week coming up and maybe look a little further ahead as well. Whatever else you want to talk about, that is what this show is all about. So 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves right now. So, like I said, thanks everyone for joining me today. I hope you were able to tune in last night at our sister station, WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Last night we had our first football game of the year. It's hard to believe. First high school football game of the year last night. Randy was on the scene for a live game between Assumption and Nisida, and, to put it bluntly, there was no contest. Assumption 69, Nisida nothing. And that's a great way, if you're the Assumption boys football team, getting out there and starting off your season on the right foot. It is it is a great, great thing to start off your season with a 69-0 win. Thanks a lot, Randy, for the call there. Don, thanks for the information. And that's just the beginning, everyone. Tune in to WIRI 105.5 all season long this fall. And make sure you get to listen up to the football that's going on. So we do appreciate you and all of our sponsors. If you haven't had a chance to check that out yet, I hope you get in the future to listen to some high school football on Friday nights. All right, looks like we have our first caller of the day. Let's take it right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Seth. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not sure. Who are you? Who are you calling again? Who is this for? No, I'm kidding.
Happy birthday, love.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, I do appreciate that. That, if you didn't know, that was, of course, my lovely family serenading me on this day. So thank you. I do appreciate that. Very good. Very good. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. And while I'm waiting for those phone calls, I will go ahead and get onto some programming that's happening here on WFHR. Tomorrow, don't forget, at 1 o'clock, the Sunshine Polka Show has its rebroadcast. If you missed it this morning at 7, that's okay. We have you covered for tomorrow at 1, some afternoon polka. It's going to be great. Tim always puts together a wonderful show. I can't wait for you to hear that as well. Then starting at 6 o'clock on Sundays, of course, Seth Faces the Music's coming up. New show this week, we're talking about humans. What is it like to be humans? Boy, if that isn't a head-scratcher of a question, I don't know what is. But I tell you what, there's been a lot of songs written about being humans, and I've got them in there. So go ahead, check it out from 6 to 8 on Sunday. Seth Faces the Music. I'm sure if you think about it, there's a couple of songs about being human that come right to the top of your head as well. And it's probably in there. So check it out, 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then from 8 to 9, So excited. Director's cut on Sunday. We're almost there. We're finally at the point where we can say welcome to Mary Jo Peel. For those of you who don't know who she is, she was a writer and performer on the cult TV show Mystery Science Theater 3000. There are those of you out there who are like, oh, great, I know what that is. And there's those of you scratching your head like, huh, what was that? Well, it was a show that was on from the mid-90s, or most of the 90s, I should say, on Comedy Central, and then later on Sci-Fi Network. They've had a revitalization of the show recently with some crowdfunding, Kickstarter kind of stuff. But she was part of the show for 7 years in the 90s, and James and I got to talk to her about that, about some of the stuff she's doing now. She's just published a book, a memoir called Dumb, 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 her mom's book reviews. It's a really cool story. I want you to check it out. Listen to a very, very funny, very sweet person. She was a wonderful interview, and we cannot wait for you to hear it. 8 to 9 on Director's Cut tomorrow night. Of course, after that, if you miss it, we will have it on our podcast, civicmedia.us/shows. You can go look it up there. And you can check it out if you do miss it tomorrow night. We do, of course, encourage you to get the Civic Media app, download that, put WFHR as your home station, and you'll never miss a weekend of all the great content we have on WFHR weekends here. Looking ahead to the week, of course, we don't want you to miss the Sunrise Show on WIRI. That is every Monday through Friday from 7 to 8. We start off the day with Country, Conversation, and Coffee. Join James and his guest host for that. And then after that, Monday through Friday, we move back over here, WFHR, from 8 to 10. James and his guests will bring you all the good stuff that you are used to for those 2 hours. Misty's Menu, we've got Star of the Day on Fridays, we've got Pet of the Week on Thursdays, Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesdays, all those fun features that we have on the morning show. Your companion every morning from 8 to 10 on WFHR. Monday, of course, also brings Playmakers from 3 to 4. Join us in the afternoon. Randy will be joining James this week, and so he'll be able to talk about what's happening in high school sports all throughout Central Wisconsin, and the state for that matter. Randy rounds up all the information. He's does a great job of collecting all that. And of course, they'll talk about local football as well. The rest of the week, from 3 to 4, Midday Magazine, of course. So some of the guests that James will be welcoming this week include the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. The Family Center will be here. Lance Plimmel, the Wood County Board Chair, will be here, the ODC. Family Natural Foods will be visiting our weekly visit from UW Extension Wood County. The ADRC and the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will be wrapping up the week on Friday. Lots of great stuff as we head into the school year is almost here, folks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but school year has almost upon us once again. I'm almost remiss here. I was too busy going into the schedule that I forgot to thank our wonderful sponsors of the show, Jeff Clark and Associates. Now in two locations, it's very exciting. The one here in Wisconsin Rapids, 3340 8th Street South, and also now in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. Same phone number will get you in touch with both, 715-424-4101, 424-4101. Check out their website at jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. No cost consultation. If you want to find out what you are in need of for life or health or Medicare, he is the one to go see. Him and his great staff will help you out. No cost for that initial consultations to find out what you are in need of for your insurance needs. Big shout out to Jeff Clark and Associates for sponsoring this very program. And, oh my gosh, I forgot my own show. Check it out on Thursdays on our sister station, brother station, sister, cousin, I don't know, whatever we want to call it, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, on Thursdays from 7 to 8, Trail Tunes, my show. Now, there's something I do want to mention here, because this coming week has a lot of exciting stuff that's going to start happening. Several of us are going to be attending the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield. We'll be manning the booth there, the Civic Media booth. We got a lot of cool things there. First of all, if you're one of the first 10 people to the booth, to the table, that says you heard one of our ads for the fair, or you heard us talk about it on the air, either on WIRI or on WFHR, the first 10 people will get a T-shirt, one each of the new WFHR and the new WIRI logo T-shirts that we have coming out. How exciting is that? And so if you're the first one there, first 10 people there, you will get those for free. First, just coming up and talking to us. After that, we have the Truth Booth open. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've had some great reports from the other fairs that we've been attending that the Truth Booth is a lot of fun. Just come and tell us your truth. We want to know, Ed, tell us your story. We don't care. Vent. we want it all there. Of course, this might be for broadcast. We do ask that you keep it family-friendly, of course. But we'll be there doing that as well. If you decide to join us in the Truth Booth, then you get a free T-shirt that way too. So we want to give away lots of those T-shirts. In fact, we're going to be giving away more of those T-shirts on our live shows here, the morning show, on a Sunrise Show. We'll be giving away T-shirts. This coming week, we'll be giving away fair tickets as well. That's right, for the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We'll be giving some of those tickets away as well. And we'll be there, and then we've got a big rollout coming because we want to show you our new logo, new rebranding, I guess you could say. Everything's going to stay the same, of course, as it has been. All the programming will stay the same, but we're going to give it a fresh new look coming up here. And as part of that, I'm looking at doing some live shows myself, including Trail Tunes. I hope I can do a couple of live ones of those coming up in Thursday coming up here so I can give away shirts myself because I love giving stuff away, and who doesn't? But I got to be live to do it, so that's what I'm going to do. And maybe a live Seth Faces the Music. It could be as well. So we want to make sure we get those T-shirts out there. James mentioned it earlier this week. We want to see those shirts everywhere. We want to step outside and turn around and see all of those shirts. Let's take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. 424-2600 is the number to call. Let's get into your phone calls when we get back here. We'll also be getting into our calendar events, news and notes for this weekend and the coming week here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
Welcome back to WFHR's Over the Back Fence on this lovely Saturday. It's the 19th of August. Appreciate all you who out there who are listening in. And I hope you get to call in 424-2600. Let's go ahead and take a call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I have some R12 refrigerant cans. I'd like to get rid of one way or the other. Somebody could give me a call at 741-0115. Correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got some coolant cans, free on cans there to give away or to at least find some way to get rid of them, I guess, is what he's looking for. If you're interested, 741-0115 is the number to call for that. Thanks so much for your call today. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. Nothing in the mailbag today, so we're going to skip ahead and go right to the news and notes and our calendar of events as well. Want to remind everyone a couple of things that are going on as we speak. Lots of stuff going on today. It's a very busy day here in central Wisconsin. First off, we want everyone to know that the Downtown Farmers Market is going on right now until 2 o'clock today, just like it is every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2. It's on First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Streets. Join them for some fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids as well. It's always a fun day. Beautiful day out there to go while the sun is shining. They're going through October this year, but it's coming up faster than you think. So we want to make sure that you remember the farmer's market is only here for a short time. So get out there and enjoy it as much as you can. We've got a couple other cool things happening today. Our good friends from Love Inc. have sponsored a junk electronics drop-off today. It's going on until about 1 p.m. Head on over to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot at 160 8th Street in Rapids. They will take your flat-screen TVs, microwaves, power tools, servers, fax machines, household batteries, cell phones. The list goes on and on. They accept all these electronics at no cost. This service is provided by Elite Energy Distribution, EED. Better recycling through higher standards. And it's very cool. We do not have something like this normally in the area. So if you have all those electronics you want to get rid of, now is the time to do it. Today until 1 over at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, 160 8th Street in Rapids. Another great fun event happening today that is the benefit for our good friends over at Jeremiah's Crossing. It is the 15th annual Family Fun Fest Car Show over in Dexter Park. That's on the corner of Highway 80 and Highway 54. That's going till 3 o'clock today. There's going to be vendors, craft fair, farmers market, of course, food and fun for the kids. They've got some music by DJ Franco there as well. And once again, all the proceeds to this event are going to benefit Jeremiah's Crossing. We were able to speak with them recently on Midday Magazine, James was. And he had a great conversation with them about what they do and about this event as well. Go check that out. If you're interested, go to civicmedia.us/shows, Midday Magazine, and check out the one for Jeremiah's Crossing. It's very, very cool. Our local VFW post is reminding everyone that they're selling corn over at the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend. And some Eagle raffle tickets as well for a wonderful Eagle sculpture that they're giving away, which is very, very cool. That's happening today. The rest of the Kellner Corn Fest is happening throughout today. So if you go and get some corn, it supports the VFW. And, of course, we always love to do that. And, of course, coming up on Wednesday, we also have Heroes Cafe. We'll get into that in just a little bit about the hours and all that as we get to Wednesday of this week. All right. Before we continue on with that, let's go ahead and grab a phone call here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have a few hostas that I'd like to get rid of. I just got too many of them.
Okay.
And so the bigger ones, I wanted $2.50 for them, $2.50, and mm-hmm. then those smaller ones, $1.50 or $1.50. I mean, dollar whatever they like.
Okay. Sure.
I just want to get rid of them.
Okay. What's your number?
715-459-5654.
459-5654.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Do appreciate it. Got some hostas that she's looking to get rid of. She's got too many of them. That's a good problem to have. 459-5654, 459-5654, the number to call for that. Let's look ahead now to what's happening throughout the week coming up here. How about our friends over at the Lowell Center? They, of course, always have lots of great stuff going on every week in, at 220 3rd Avenue South. So check that out. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 421-1051. 421-1051. Woof. They've got a lot of the normal things they have every week, but this week they've also got a brewer strip planned on Wednesday. Departs at 8:30. They've got their social hour at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, and then at 1 o'clock on Thursday, Silver Cinema About My Father. Those are some of the highlights for this week at the Lowell Center. Go check them out. We love our friends over there and all the great work that they do. Let's grab another phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale Oregon Vintage Compound Bull. It's a 32-inch draw, and I like $20 for that. And a pair of men's leather Thorogood shoes, size 13, for $10. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Have a great weekend there. He's got a compound bow and some leather shoes for sale. You're interested in those, 991-0242, the number to call. Well, we've come to the end of a lot of summer things, just in general, as we gear up for back to school here. So the final week for Kids Day Camp, summer camps over at the Southwood County YMCA happens this week. It's repeat week, best of the best. The conclusion of the summer is not over yet. Let's finish the summer with the best of the best by repeating all of the activities that were beloved during the summer at Camp Alexander. This will be an amazing week that will cap the end of the 2023 summer camp season. And a big, huge, gigantic shout out to the Southwood County YMCA for all that they do, including these summer camps. John Gutierrez, big kudos to him, summer camp director. And if you want more information, of course, you can go to their website, swcymca.org. 715-818-9622 is the number to call if you have more questions there. But that is going to wrap up the summer camps for this week. And I hope people had a wonderful time this summer at those. So do appreciate all they do there and for our kids over the summer. Let's move on to a couple of events that we want to highlight for tomorrow on Sunday. The Holy Rosary Parish Picnic will be happening tomorrow. It starts with a polka mass at 10 a.m. Tom and Carol roll out the barrel for the music. That's going to go from 12 to 4. Bring your lawn chairs to enjoy the afternoon. Of course, there'll also be bingo from 11:30 to 3:30. A raffle drawing at 4. Lots of cash prizes. There'll be food, refreshments, crafts, baked goods, games for all ages all afternoon. Plus, free blood pressure screening by the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department. How cool is that? This is all happening at 6190 Chapel Road in Sigel. You know what? I should have figured out how to pronounce that before I went on the air. Sigel, Wisconsin. You know what it is. You locals, you know where that is. So it's the Holy Rosary Parish Picnic coming up tomorrow at 6190 Chapel Road all day long. Looks like a lot of fun. We also have a meal to share tomorrow. Friends Feeding Friends community meal at the Seventh-day Adventist Church at 611 24th Street North in Rapids. Doors open at 3. They serve food from 4 to 6. All are welcome. It's a fun way to enjoy a community meal. Community meals are always great. We do enjoy them for anyone, just to have fun, do some fellowship, and enjoy your community. Happening tomorrow at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 611 24th Street North. Doors open at 3. Serving is from 4 to 6. Also happening tomorrow in Rome, we got a couple of performances of the Our Hometown Rome Players, and they're proudly presenting There's No Business Like Show Business at the Roman Fest Dinner Theater at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. It's over at the Lake Arrowhead Clubhouse at 1195 Apache Lane. Those two performances, of course, from 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Proceeds for this performance goes to the following organizations: Jeremiah's Crossing, Woodland Community Quilters, Draft, the Lester Public Library of Rome, and the Adams County Food Bank. Tickets can be purchased at the Lake Arrowhead Association office. I'm hoping at the door as well, because that will be coming up tomorrow in Rome. We love to support theater, and especially theaters that support such great causes as Jeremiah's Crossing, Woodland Community Quilters, Draft, the Lester Public Library, and the Adams County Food Bank. That is very, very cool. Go check that out and enjoy some live theater. Oh, we're going to head into the middle of the week, but I feel like taking a break right now. Yeah, that was a good time to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute with more of our calendar of events and our news and notes and more of your phone calls. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR here at Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for joining me on this August 19th. It's about 11:34 on the clock. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. If you're looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors in central Wisconsin, talk about events coming up, anything else you want to let us know. We are up. We do appreciate it, and we do want to hear from you. 424-2600. Let's continue on with our activities. I forgot to mention one that's coming up tomorrow, and this is very, very cool. Skate with the Get Active Veggies at the Veggies on Ice event at the Southwood County Rec Center. Join Extension Wood County and 4-H for a fun-filled evening. You'll have the opportunity to ice skate, play games on and off the ice, enter to win a drawing, learn about ways to get and stay healthy, and much more. This is a fun-themed public skate. That means that you do not have to be a member of 4-H to join in. They do ask the price of admission to skate is $3. Rental skates are available for an additional $3, so keep that in mind, everyone. It's fun for the whole family. It's going to be happening at the Southwood County Rec Center. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, go till about 7:30. 2711 16th Street South in Rapids is where to go to have this Veggies on Ice public skating event. That is so, so cool. Looking ahead now that I've gotten that one out of the way, looking ahead now to what's coming up in the week ahead, we do want to remind everyone that coming up on Wednesday is the next American Heroes Cafe. That is going from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. At the Elks Lodge, we're going to be moving that again in the upcoming future. They're going to be moving that back to where it was before. But a big thank you to the Elks Lodge for sponsoring and holding that event. In the meantime, at 430 West Jackson Street, all veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome for free refreshments provided, at no cost because they're free. That's how that goes. So please, if you have a veteran or you have a military, any active military, police, or firefighters that don't know about this, let them know that from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Elks Lodge, there is the American Heroes Cafe with free refreshments. Go and check it out. All right, so let's take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Happy birthday, Seth. Hope you are having a good day.
And thank you.
I'm coming your way. And thanks for doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I didn't realize that's the only reason you were calling. Well, thank you. I kind of feel bad that you called just for that. I mean, that's not... But thank you. I do appreciate it. Looking ahead back again to Wednesday, of course, every Wednesday at the Elks Lodge, there is bingo going on. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support the Elks and all they do and all the support that they give us in the community, including the American Heroes Cafe. So there's going to be food there as well from our friends at Two Hearts Catering. And so check it out. It's going to be it's always a fun time over at the Elks Lodge for bingo on Wednesdays. Well, sadly, we've only got a couple of opportunities left here for lunch by the river. It was kind of funny. We were there at this last Thursday's lunch by the river. Unfortunately, Mother Nature did not cooperate and decided to do a cloudburst. While our folks were there, they were not able to spend the entire time there because, unfortunately, the rain had something to say about that. But for those who did show up, and said hi, and did were able to say hi before the rains came. Thank you so much for doing that. We do have two more opportunities for Lunch by the River coming up this Thursday. We have Two Saints and an Ain't, one of the greatest band names ever. They'll be performing live music there. And then on August 31st, the final Lunch by the River for this summer. We've got the Southwood County YMCA Turners Gymnastics Team, which is so cool. They're going to be performing on the final Lunch by the River every Thursday from 11:30 to 1 as they wrap up the season coming up in the next couple of weeks here. Whew, another sign that summer is fast going by and fall is on the way. Of course, every Thursday, the Neighborhood Table will be providing their meals at their facility at 2321 West Grand Avenue from 4:30 to 6. Go check it out. It's another great opportunity to have a meal with our community. Everyone joined together for a time of fellowship and a free meal, which is always, always cool. That's coming up on Thursday, 4:30 to 6 at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. Let's go ahead and check what's coming up this coming weekend. This is going to be this coming weekend is much, much quieter than this weekend was. And do we blame that on going back to school too? I don't know. But I do want to make sure that there's a couple things that we do highlight for coming up next week. We do have the Village of Vesper is having their public dog park grand opening. How cool is that? Check out the Village of Vesper, Wisconsin, and celebrate the dog days of summer as the grand opening of the Vesper Public Dog Park on Saturday, August 26th. Enjoy the hot dog / brat fry fundraiser from 10:30 to 2:30 with tons of giveaways and prizes for our furry friends. The dog park is located at the Vesper Recreation Center, 6435 Cameron Avenue in Vesper. We have a dog park that's going to be opening very soon, or a dog park in town here that we're going to be getting a name for very soon, and I'll touch on that in just a second. But the Vesper Dog Park will be having their grand opening coming up next weekend on August 26th. Go check it out. Bring your furry friend and see what's going on there. Now, speaking of dog parks, I do want to bring in here the Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park. Because we are looking for a name. The city's looking for a name. And you have through September 1st at noon, that is the deadline, to submit a name that people will be voting on, which is very, very cool. You can go online to wirapids.org/dog-park to sign up there. There's also some places you can submit it in person, including the Witter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department, Southwood County Humane Society, the McMillan Library, Bow Wow Meow, or right here at WFHR in our studios here. We would love to take him there. We have gotten a few suggestions already, including Play Paws Park from someone named Beth. Sounds like a lovely lady. Very clever as well. From Al, we've got Dogs, Dogs, Dogs. From Melissa, I'm not going to dignify by reading that. I came up with one, Poochie Park, Silly. I'm silly, and I really hope it doesn't get picked, but that is something. Woof, woof, walkway. And that was someone who mailed in from St. Paul, Minnesota, someone who mailed us the suggestion, which is so cool, on a postcard. And we really appreciate that. Woof, woof, walkway. I kind of like that one. At this point, I think that's the one I would vote for. What do you think? I can't wait to see all the names that they do decide to put out there for voting after September 1st. And I do encourage everyone to vote, because that is what the name of the new dog park is going to be. How cool is that? Also coming up next weekend, we don't want to miss the 7th annual Sunday Fun Day of enjoying the beautiful Wisconsin River. The annual Paddle Fest is coming up, hosted by Current Wisconsin Rapids. They will be meeting at the Old Boat Landing at Anchor Bay Bar and Grill at 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 27th for a group photo and a leisurely paddle. Then enjoy music from the Jerry Schmidt Band at Anchor Bay going from 4 to 8 p.m. They do ask that you please park in the public lot, not in Anchor Bay's immediate patron parking lot, before the paddle. That's not so people can come still have their lunch, of course. If you need a kayak or a stand-up paddle board, they do have rentals. Go online to check that out. Otherwise, you can, of course, welcome to use your own. If you want more information, go to Current Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page. They have all the information right there. And this is going to be coming up at, of course, Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, located at 3460 North Buren Drive. And this the paddle is from 2 to 4, and then from 4 to 8, we've got Jerry Schmidt Band playing some great, great live music. All right, let's see here. We got some more events coming up. These are a little bit more farther in the future. Let's go ahead and start talking about those as well, including another blood drive opportunity that's coming up in a couple of weeks here. And I do want to reiterate that Civic Media is still doing their blood drive challenge. Go ahead and go to any blood donation center. Take a selfie. Put it on your social media accounts with the hashtag CivicPints, and you will be getting some cool swag, including some brewer stuff. We've got a whole bunch of Civic Media stuff coming up that we want to give away, want to give to you. It's also a way to continue awareness that right now we are in a time of a great need of donated blood. So be a hero in your own community and go do that. And one of the next opportunities around here in Rapids is coming up on Monday, August 28th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School, room 111. That's at 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. All you need to do is call the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin at 866-566-5900. That's 866-566-5900 to schedule that appointment. Walk-ins, of course, are also welcome. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. That's good to know as well. That's the next community blood drive coming up on Monday, August 28th from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School, room 111 in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, now I think we'll take a quick little break here, everyone. When we come back, we got a few more items to talk about coming up in the end of August and heading into September as well. Want to get into a few things there. So stay tuned here and more of your phone calls, 424-2600, here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence and WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining me once again on this lovely August 19th, 2023. It is 11:48 on the clock. And we're still waiting for more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. We're going to talk about a few more events coming up here that I do want to highlight as we get to the end of the show here. We've only got about 12 minutes left. So join me, please, won't you? For Seth Face of the Music. Oh, wait, that's what I say for Seth Face of the Music. Never mind. coming up on August 30th, the school district, the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District, is excited to announce the Outdoor Play Learning Activity Center under construction at Woodside Elementary School, located at 611 Two Mile Avenue in Rapids, on track to be completed at the beginning of the school year this year. To celebrate, a grand opening is planned for Wednesday, August 30th at 2:30 p.m. Families, staff members, and the entire community are invited to attend this special event. Another outdoor learning area, which is very cool, for another one of our great elementary schools. Great opportunity to see what's going on. See what's going on with our schools and some of the very interesting things they're doing. We'll be talking with the school district coming up this Friday at Midday Magazine. Don't forget to check that as well as they start the school year off on the right foot. Looking a little bit further ahead here. Let's see if there's anything here that I want to highlight for everyone. We've got an artist's coffee coming up at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on August 31st. That is a Thursday. Join others with a passion for the arts at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center to discuss art-related topics of all kinds, including technique, creativity, classes, etc. You decide. And you will have a pot of coffee on for you. Doesn't cost anything, and it meets the last Thursday of every month. So if you've not heard about this before, here's your opportunity. If you are an artist, it goes from 9 to 10:30, the last Thursday of every month at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're interested, hope to see you there. And well, that's going to do it for August here. Let's switch the calendar over here and see what's coming up in September as well. We have a few events coming up on in Rome that we'd like to discuss. We have the Lake Arrowhead Craft Show coming up on Saturday, September 2nd, since 1989, one of Central Wisconsin's best craft shows, with over 100-plus displays of unique quality merchandise throughout the inside and outside of the clubhouse at Lake Arrowhead. Food and beverages available, including a great Bloody Mary bar. Well, there you go. If you weren't sold before, there you go. You are sold on that now. And looking ahead, we still, of course, have the farmers market going on. Let's check out some other big items that are coming up here in Wisconsin. We have another Red Cross blood drive at the McMillan Memorial Library coming up on September 5th from 12 to 5. Adults and teens over the age of 16 are eligible to donate blood. And this is, like I said, hosted by the Red Cross. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767 to schedule an appointment. You can also stop in and see if there are any openings for a walk-up. Once again, that is September 5th, Red Cross Blood Drive happening from 12 to 5 at McMillan Memorial Library. Now, we will be done with the Civic Pints thing there, but of course, we always need more blood. So go ahead and check that out coming up in September. Looking ahead for a couple of other items coming up in September, we want to give you fair warning for these as well. We've got the Harvest Fair at the Historic Point Boss coming up. Families and individuals will enjoy contests and tasty samples of the season at the Historic Point Boss. Traditional harvest activities including apple cider pressings, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. Buildings on the ground will be open for tours as well. The cost is only $3 for adults, $1 for students. Preschoolers and members of the Historic Point Boss are, of course, free. That's from 10 to 4, September 9th at Historic Point Boss, 300 Wakely Road in Nakusa. And let's see if we got one more item here that we want to talk about on September the 9th. Mark your calendars. It's the Friends of Rapids Music Festival. And we've got a really cool lineup this year I broadcast there from last year, live remote, so I feel like I'm a part of the team. But we've got a really cool band lineup coming this year at the FRM Fest. We've got Charlie and Howard Duo, which is an acoustic variety. At 2 o'clock, we've got Heartstrings, of course. Ben and Katie, our very good friends, are Heartstrings, and they'll be playing their jazzy music there. We've got the Goobers, surf music group. We've got the Alternators with Horns, and that's a classic blues group. We've got 5 o'clock, we've got Funk Yard Dealers, funk, not surprising, right? And then the Positions, another funk band. We've got two funk bands this year, man. Tell me that isn't cool. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to go. I am ready to go to the next Friends of Rapids Music Fest. Got to get that out right. It's at Robinson Park, of course. Starts at 1, goes till about 9 on September 9th. It's free admission, and they've also got some great vendors there as well. They've got Kids Zone and, of course, the great music. And the headliners, the Positions, are a young up-and-coming band from the northern western Wisconsin. They will bring you energetic funk music to dance the night away. Can't wait for the next FRM Music Fest coming up. That's going to be very, very cool. Looking ahead a little bit further here, just to give everyone some planning opportunities. This last week on Midday Magazine, they had the organizers of the community book sale in, and that's coming up October 12th and 13th. That's a little ways off, but we want to keep reminding people to give us your books. Drop them off at the Moravian Church in town here at 310 First Avenue. 100% of the proceeds will go to the Mid-State Technical College Scholarships, which is what they've been doing for many, many years. We will still be collecting materials at the church until Labor Day. Keep that in mind, everyone. Labor Day is the cutoff for books, so get your books, your musical items, your records, CDs, whatever, anything else that you, any kind of media that you want to sell there, that is that you want sold there, that you would like to donate. That is the time to do it. They do accept all credit cards now, and we have an elevator there now. So if it's a little bit easier to get to the basement where all the books are. Most books are only $1. There'll be free baked goods, kids' activities, and coffee while you browse as well. Keep that in mind as we look forward to the fall events coming up in our area here. Can't wait to start talking about all of those. Well, one thing, of course, fall brings is football. We've got the Badgers coming up here very shortly. September 2nd is their first game. That's next Saturday, I believe. No, two Saturdays from now. We've got the Badgers football back here on WFHR, so can't wait for that. We've got high school football coming up on our sister station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. The first game was broadcast last night with the convincing assumption win over Nisida. So be sure to listen and tune in for that all season long. Lots of high school sports coming up, not just football, but of course we got basketball as well. More Badger sports coming up this fall, as we have for so many years on WFHR. So stay tuned for all of that. Once again, I want to talk about our schedule coming up here on WFHR. Immediately following this show, we've got the Charlie Behrens will be gracing us with his Cripes Cast from noon to one. Charlie always has some interesting guests, and of course, he's a funny guy. From one to two today, check out Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. They'll be leading you through their hour that they spend together each week with some football facts and life facts and all kinds of fun stuff that they go through. That's from 1 to 2 today. Looking ahead to tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we've got the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim's rebroadcast of his show for this weekend. If you missed it today at 7, no worries. We got you covered. 1 o'clock on Sundays, the Polka Show plays once again. And then looking ahead to tomorrow evening, lots of great programming from 6 to 9, that whole three-hour block. Yeah, from 6 to 8, you've got Seth Faces the Music. That's my show this week. The theme is humans. Hey, we're all humans. We can relate to that, right? Well, certainly a lot of songwriters have, and there's a lot of music talking about being human. So check that out. Lots of great tunes. And Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then, of course, from 8 to 9, this is my last chance to really hype it up. Mary Jo Peel, writer-performer from Mystery Science Theater 3000. If you're a fan of the show, of course, you remember her as the villain Pearl Forrester in the last three seasons of the show. Mary Jo was gracious enough to call in and talk to James and me for an hour. It was such a wonderful conversation. I think you will hear that in the interview. We talk about Mary Jo's book that's coming out, that has come out, that just recently was published, her other books she's written. We talk about some other performance things she's doing, and it's very exciting. And I can't tell you how happy I am how it turned out, and the fact that we get to share it with all of you. Tomorrow from 8 to 9, Mary Jo Peel, the writer and performer, comedian, a very, very funny person too. So don't miss it. If for whatever reason you do miss it, well, we've got you covered with that too. civicmedia.us/shows. Go to Director's Cut, and the podcast will be right there. It's also can be found on where you get any of your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. All those podcasts are available in those places as well. Just got a couple of minutes here to wrap up the show. Big shout out again to our sponsor, Jeff Clark and Associates. They've got two places to go now. They've got Rapids and Stevens Point. Two offices. Call 424-4101, 424-4101. JCA-insurance.com is their website. Go get in contact with them for a no-cost consultation. A big shout out and thank you to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. I will be with you again next week, August 26th, for the last Over the Back Fence of August. I can't believe we're there already, everyone. I cannot believe we're there. But until then, enjoy the weather, everyone. Have a good one.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.